YR Mobile. Monitoring the frequency N4 YR.
YR KN4CHY.
Good afternoon, sir. Name here is Jimmy. Call signs November 4 Yankee Romeo. What's your QTH?
Afternoon, Jimmy. This is Keith on this end. QTH is over in Seneca in Oconee County.
Keith, I noticed this repeater's got a big footprint. I think I checked into the net there last night, and I'm new to the area. It looks like it's got a good large footprint. I'm assuming it's up on Caesar's Head. Is that correct?
And it reaches all the way over into eastern Georgia and northeastern Georgia, up into western Carolina, and down a good ways in South Carolina too.
Fantastic. There's nothing like a good repeater that's got a big footprint. I used to have two FM repeaters up on Mount Mitchell at 6,684 feet, and I know I had a 6 meter up there, and I had a UHF 440 repeater up there, and we kind of figured up the coverage. We done some navigating through it, but we figured we had about 250 miles of coverage being up that being at that elevation.
I believe they say this one is at about 3,600 above sea level is where the antennas are located on this repeater. Yeah, I was trying to listen to the 6-meter repeater last night. I've not heard anything yet, and a little bit this morning. I didn't spend a lot of time on it. Not sure. I'm running a dipole, so I don't know that I can make it over there or hear anything from it, but we'll see when somebody gets over that way.
Keith, are you on a fixed station now? Are you talking, are you on a mobile or are you on a fixed station right now?
Fixed station, it's a mobile radio at the house. I'm actually cross-banding, so I'm on a Yaesu and going into a Kenwood D700.
If you'd like for me, let's me and you go over on that 6-meter, 53.630. And let me see if I can, if you and I can hook up over there. Would you like to do that?
Give it a shot. Let me roll back that way to the 6-meter capable radio.
Well, I'm mobile operation down here on Highway 14 in Greenville, South Carolina. So I've got it full quieting here on my mobile. So I'll meet you there. N4, YR, clear in QRT and QSY.
Let me take a look at my power here, and I'll see what I can do. And if you'd like, any time, just throw out your call sign. I've got it on right now, but I got to make a power adjustment first.
Okay, I'll go over there and give you a call. N4, YR, clear, QSY.
QSY.
Let's see, Keith, I hope I get your K4 H. I don't forgot your call sign there, Keith. Did you copy me on the 6-meter N4 YR?
I did copy you over there, and it's Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY. I copied you over there, but I'm apparently too compromised to get back into it.
So you heard me full quieting, or you heard me over on the repeater. Let me ask you this, Keith. What kind of 6-meter outside antenna are you operating?
Part of my problem, I'm on an off-center fed dipole that's supposed to be 6 through 80, but I don't think it's quite making the 6-meter part of it.
I think that's probably what the problem is. You know, they've got out an antenna. I don't know your situation, but they make a dominator. If you want to look it up on the Google, you can Google it. It's a 6-meter dominator omnidirectional antenna. And that's what a lot of guys up through the Carolinas and Virginia are running to work 6 meter FM. But if you want to take a look at that, you can go on your computer and go to Google and type in 6 meter dominator omnidirectional antenna. And that is one awesome antenna.
And Dave and I were having a conversation a little earlier in W4DJW. And we were thinking along the same lines with you being vertically polarized, and he's horizontally polarized also, but he's a lot closer to the repeater than I am. So he's almost wearing it as a hat over there. I will take a look at the dominator and see what I can come up with. And, I was even talking to Gary Kapp or DOS. I think I've got enough ladder line I could actually make a quick Slim Jim type 6 meter.
Do that. You sure can. Yeah, you can make a Slim Jim and pull it up on a tree limb or something, and it works good. It's, you know, it's unity gain, and but it works good. I tell you what I done one time. I had a friend of mine that lived about 40 miles from the repeater up in Virginia. And he was kind of in an area where he was restricted from outside antennas. And he was just determined to work my other 6 meter repeater up there at Statesville, North Carolina. And he said, "Jimmy, do some brainstorming and see if you can help me come up with an antenna system to go in my attic." And I said, "Whoa." I said, "Well, let me do some thinking." And he was just determined to get into the 6 meter repeater up there. And so what I come up with, I called a company, Era Antennas, and they had a little 4-element 6 meter Yagi beam. And I took that thing and we put it up in his attic and put it, vertical polarized. And turned that thing towards the repeater, and believe it or not, he got it full quieting.
I'm a fan of Arrow myself. I don't have a lot of their stuff, but I definitely like the quality of the stuff they make for mostly looking at like satellite antennas for handheld portable use. They make some really cool stuff. Yeah, I've got options. I just can't do it right now. And the other disadvantage I'm at with my dipole out here is it is not broadside. I'm kind of oriented east and west with the antenna. So I don't have a lot of luck north and south anyway. And the repeater's not quite due north of me, but it's kind of north-northeast of me.
Saying, Keith, I know what you're saying. Well, I tell you, I really, don't get me wrong, I like all bands, but 6 meters is one of my favorite. We call it the magic band, and I really, really enjoy 6 meters. I don't think you have as much heterodyne, or you don't have the interference, ground static or ground wave or anything coming in on it like you do on VHF. I own a 220 repeater too, and 220 is a great band. I really enjoy 220. But I'd like to get some activity on that repeater of mine over here, 53.630 on Parrish Mountain. I want to try to get the antenna a little bit higher up on the tower, but I'm having to kind of watch my P's and Q's. I don't want to upset the apple cart. So I'll just have to kind of, talk to the owner when I can and ask him maybe could I slide the antenna up the tower a little bit higher and get a little bit more coverage. But, hey, you have to do what you got to do. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean there, especially when it comes to things like that. You're at the mercy of somebody that's invested a lot more money than getting that tower up there. So Yeah, it's wherever you can get it is a good place for it at the time. And yeah, maybe you can get a bug in the rear, and if a space becomes available, maybe they'll grant you a little more altitude there. But yeah, I don't really have anything good for the higher frequency bands, even down to like 10 and 12 meter, and I've been wanting to do something like that anyway, so I'll definitely start looking around for other antenna options for those frequencies. Over.
You had a chance today, Keith, look at that 6 meter dominator. That is one of the best built omnidirectional antennas I have ever seen. It's made over in Italy, and it's price-wise, it's $219. But I'm going to tell you what, that is one awesome antenna. And it is so wide-banded, you can actually use it on sideband as well as you do AM and FM. Or should I say FM. But that is one awesome antenna. But, yeah, I put this 5363 up, and I said, well, maybe we can get the word out and get some activity on that thing and give people, amateur operators in this area, another variety of bands to where they could jump down and use. But, yeah, I tell you what, I've been in this business a long time, and I tell you, I've just about done it all, Keith. I was first licensed in 1968. I was 21 years old, and I was first licensed in 1968.
Pleasure that, man. You know, I didn't really get into, I did the CB like back in the 70s and had never got wind to ham radio. And I don't know why, I guess just the guys I talked to around rural central Georgia, they didn't do ham radio either. So I never got a heads up on it until I was on up in age. So I got my ticket in 2017. So I got a really late start compared to you and most other guys.
YR. Yeah, actually, I went to Atlanta to take my first novice test. And took my first novice test down in Atlanta. But I came back from Vietnam and went to school under the GI Bill. And I had a couple of amateur radio operator instructors. And so we started working with old ground and grid stuff, and that's before technology came in, and we had to actually build our own transmitters and our own receivers. We take and build modules, or take a PCL circuit board and build our own exciters and transmitters and receivers. And those were the good old days, but those good old days is come and gone. But technology has come a long, long way, especially in amateur radio. And then you come out with Yaesu and Kenwood and ICOM and all this equipment coming out of Japan. I'm an old Collins Swan helicrafter. My first radio was an old B helicrafter, and you could turn that thing on 75 meters and take about 3 hours to quit drifting.
Four CHY, but then four YR. Roger that. Yeah, takes them a long time to get up the temp and get stabilized, I guess. Yeah, I was never around them for that era, but I tell you, you see those come up for sale, and it's probably a good thing that I don't have the space to put them, because I love that old you know, the retro looking equipment like that, and, especially if you can find one that's functioning and, you know, been recapped and tubed and all that. But yeah, it's a good thing I don't have a place to put all that stuff, because I could spend a lot of money on that.
I tell you what, we had some good fun in them good old days back in the 70s and 80s. And yeah, I first put a repeater on Mount Mitchell. I had two repeaters up there for 26 years. I had, I had this repeater, 53.630, but it was an old Motorola Micor then that I built. But it's a GE Master 2 now, the 6-meter repeater of mine I've got over here on Paris Mountain. But anyway, I love to build repeaters. I built my own duplexers. I took a spectrum analyzer, service monitor, and built my own duplexers for 6 meters. You couldn't buy them back then. But times has really changed. Well, Keith, I have just thoroughly enjoyed this QSO with you. I better get off of here and quit tying up the repeater, but I certainly appreciate the use of it. It's got a good footprint. But pass the word on that 6-meter repeater of mine. Tell everybody I said they are certainly welcome to use it. I like to get some good activity over there. That would be good. But you have a wonderful day. And look at that 6-meter dominator. 6-meter dominator, and that thing is constructed like you wouldn't believe. Keith 73s, I'll let you put the ribbons on it. N4YR, Greenville, South Carolina Mobile. Clear after your final, sir.
Great talking to you too, and I will definitely look up the dominator, and I do like the fact that it's wide-banded. I like to do digital stuff also, so that'll give me the capabilities of doing that. With the solar cycle coming back up, that's always fun. So, I will definitely look into that. And that's really not a bad price on that antenna either. Anyway, you have a good day mobiling around out there. And be careful. And we'll catch you a little later over here or over there once I get something up and running. And I know there's been quite a few people that you have generated interest in the last few days of announcing this repeater. So you should see more and more activity, and I will pass the word when I get the chance. Anyway, 73s, and we'll catch you a little later in 4YR, KN4CHY. I'll be clear and listening.
CHY. Keith, before you go, I got a thought. Could you meet me on 52.525, the national call frequency on 6-meter Simplex? Do you have that programmed in your radio?
At the moment, but it wouldn't take but a minute to get it there. And that was 53.525 or 52.525.
That's the national call frequency for 6 meters. And that's where you hear a lot of sporadic E comes in from all over the country. Yeah, if you don't mind, I'm just curious to know, could I work you Simplex from my mobile down to your home? I'm on Highway 14 over here. Let me see if you and I can hook up Simplex. Would you like to do that?
A couple of minutes to get it in there, and I will give it a shot. And you're right, I might have better luck with that. I wanted to ask you, what kind of power do you run there?
Keith, I'm running 10 watts. I'm running 10 watts when I hit that 6-meter repeater. I'm sitting in the driveway here. I'm on Trellis. If you want to look up the street where I live, here in Greenville, it's Trellis Street, 100 Trellis Street. I'm actually sitting in the garage. I'm sitting on the driveway, and I'm running 10 watts, sir. QSL?
Didn't really think it'd take much over there for you to get into it. I had dialed it up to about 30 or so and didn't want to push it too much farther than that. But yeah, I will give me a minute and I'll give you a call on 52525 and see what we can do.
Great. I'm just curious to know, could we work each other's simplex 6 meters? Okay, I'll meet you there. 52525, N4YR, clear, QSY.
4AKM. KT4AKM. In Shelby. 4AKM. In Shelby. Anyone on frequency?
This is NZERO TR in Greer. You're coming in pretty good, about 5x7 if we was on HF. A little bit of white noise. My name's Tom. This is NZERO TR.
I'm checking around the area, finding out what repeaters I can hit. I'm up here in Shelby, and from what I asked Alexa, it's 134 miles from here to there. I've never been able to do that.
This is NZERO-TR Mobile. Well, the boys are up looking at the repeater right now. There was a little wind damage done to it. It's 3,500 feet up on Caesar's Head Mountain, and I talked to them earlier when they were heading up there, and I don't know the extent of it, but you're making it in just fine, and maybe it'll be better as they get it repaired. Go ahead.
Yeah, the name here is Pete. I'm just new to the area. I came from Georgia Way, and trying to get established and motivated in the different repeaters.
Pete, good day to you, and I'll tell you this month there's a fine bunch of amateur operators here on this repeater. And a wide variety from young to old. I'm one of the older ones. I'm 75 years old, and I've been a ham for about a little over 30 years, I guess it is. And this is just a wondrous repeater. It's one of the greatest ones in the area with a large coverage, means it's up so high. So welcome to the area, and I think you will enjoy this a lot.
I did have a problem as far as getting the antenna where I wanted it, but it's up there and it's doing great. I thank you very much for coming back to me. Now I need to work on HF antennas.
Was on HF last night and talked to Hawaii and Kazakhstan, if I pronounced that right, and I talked to the one down at St. Brandon, I think it is, 3 Delta 7 Mike on 40 CW, and the activities coming up with the sunspots and the solar flux and all of that stuff, and so it's a very good time to be getting into HF right now also, Pete. Over.
I just need to get up an antenna that I used to use down in Georgia. I just have to find the Balin that I use down there, and it's in a box. It's in a box.
But it's not going to do you any good there, though, Pete. I mean, that's your tip of the day from Tom. I have three. I have actually four, counting the beverage. It isn't working, but I have Super Loop, and I just love it. And there's plans for it on the BRARS, the BRARS, the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society website. They used to be on there anyways. And that was my first one, and W4DJW shot that one up for me. And I worked over 1,000 contacts that year on that one. And then and I didn't have any power at all, just 100 watts. And then I have a Carolina Wyndham, and it's 265 feet long. And then I have a 160-meter vertical, and I think it wound up being about 130 feet somewhere. And it's all out there underneath my, above my, our chickens. My wife and I, Bernice is sitting here with me. We've been married 55 years. So I guess we have radioactive chicken eggs there, Pete.
Congratulations. I've only been married, I think, in 19 years. I am 70 this coming month on the 22nd, and I don't feel my age, except, well, I do in the morning. First thing in the morning, I feel my age, and I smell the coffee in the morning. It kind of wakes me up a bit. Yeah, you're very fortunate. I'm kind of envious of you about having the antennas. When I was in Georgia, I had a 160 loop, and it was fed in the, not at the center, but at the corner, and it was on pulleys, so I was able to move it a bit, but it had to be closer to the ground, and then I could move it around. And it was a beautiful antenna. It I bought the wire from Wireman. It was the it's the slinky kind. They call it slinky. I think they call it. It's 13 gauge twisted. And I really love the wire, and it is in a box. And the Balin, it's. I'm just going to have to get things out and about. But I've been kind of busy doing other things, you know.
Yes, you are. Yeah, Pete, I know how that is. Well, I've got very fine neighbors here, and they let me string the 160-meter one up. I don't work on 160. Very often. I did a little bit the last couple of nights. There's a sideband contest going on right now, and I don't, it's more of a who can scream the loudest contest or who has the biggest amp. So I don't get a lot of enjoyment out of that, but I enjoyed talking to that fella in Hawaii last night. I've talked to Hawaii the last three nights, I think. And then, but I do probably 99% CW, and I swore I'd never do that after I finally passed the 20 words a minute, Pete, but I thought, why give it up? And now it's my favorite mode, and much better than sideband is as far as propagation. But I did talk, where was that at last night on 80 meters? Oh, Luxembourg on 80 meters last night, so things are getting better. Well, Pete, it's, the pleasure's all mine. I enjoyed visiting with you this morning, and we're sitting here in front of the garage idling and probably disturbing the neighbors over here out on the deck. but again, we got the finest neighbors in the world. We only got 1.2 acres, Pete, but it's really nice, and I got some timber out back, and a great place for my antenna field. You take care, Pete, and I didn't write the call sign down, so I'll just pass it back to you and clear with you. But there's usually always somebody here to talk to during most any time. And there's a net that comes on at 9 o'clock every night, and you can check into that. And don't be afraid of it. They like newcomers. In fact, they have one time that they just devote to new hams on here. And I know you're not a new ham, but you would be new to this net. But every night at 9 o'clock, and then they have a rag chew after that. And I think it's every Wednesday there's a swap net where you can buy stuff. Take care, Pete. 73. This is N0TR Tom over here in Greer. And I'm about 11 miles south of the Wireman up there. This is N0TR clear.
Appreciate the comeback and the cue, so. Yeah, when I was down in Georgia, I was about 30 minutes away from ham radio that store down on 23. But I thank you very much, and I too have some good neighbors. It's a nice little late neighborhood. Well, 73 to you, Tom. The name here again is Pete, and the call sign is KD4AKM, Kilo Delta 4 Alpha Kilo Mike. 73 to you. Enjoy your day.
4 Alpha Kilo Mike. If I got it right, Pete, 73. It's been a pleasure. And then 0 TR Cliff.